5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real talk. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. Guys, I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. What are you sipping on?
What are we sipping on? We are coming to you from the same room. My office. Same place. Have you been in my office before?
I feel like I have, but it looks different to me. And also, your computer does not do this room justice. It has a very good, airy, alive vibe in here.
Right.
But it makes it look, because you've always said like, oh, your lighting is so, you know, cozy. This is, it's like a refreshing room.
Yeah. I got to get a better monitor. It's something. Yeah.
Because it feels good in this room.
Isn't it just a great room?
I love it.
When we moved into this house, it was a guest room for a long time. But I was always trying to think, how do I maneuver to make this my office?
Right. Because this is.
And then I thought, I don't have to maneuver anything.
I know what I'll do.
I'll just make it my office.
Yeah. I'll become the CEO of my life and just decide.
Why am I trying to maneuver things?
You know,
if I want it, take it. So here we are.
What's mine is mine.
So plus we never really had guests.
Right.
I mean, we don't you get a lot of guests.
Yeah, but I think that's because like we're not from Arizona.
Right.
So both of us have people like family and friends in other places to come visit us. You and Chris are both from here, so your family and friends are here for the most part.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. And we still have like a guest bed, but that doesn't get used ever.
Yeah.
Can't remember the last time.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're here from you live from Portland, Oregon, catching up over rosé.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is a great rosé. Willamette Valley something.
Willamette Valley Vineyards.
Pinot Noir rosé, I think it said.
We have a weekend of festivities ahead.
Yeah.
Ellie is turning one tomorrow.
That feels just insane.
So glad you're here.
I know.
For that. It's so cool. And then on Sunday, we're going to explore vineyards in Oregon.
Yeah.
Which Oregon is known for. If you're not from here or you don't know, Oregon wine country is a real thing.
Get a blanket.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going with like a group that we've all been friends forever.
And we're getting a driver.
Yeah.
So that we don't have
extra safe.
Think about anything.
Yeah.
We just freaking go.
We're just going to go and enjoy.
Yeah.
So this is just, I told Ashley and I felt this way like in Arizona. It's like, oh. Everything's in alignment with how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you're here in the flesh.
The world can keep spinning.
And we were sort of brainstorming right before coming into the pod about like, you've got this event coming up.
Yeah, I'm planning a retreat. And we've been saying that you can sip with us. We're going to get the Sip Squad pod together for a long time now. And now I'm doing it. And I'm like, okay, this is an actual thing. And for me, I just feel like, you guys have been, we've been together now for 4 years.
It's time.
You show up week after week. A lot of you are then coming twice a week, coming over on Patreon, spending time with us. you know, you sold out our cocktail kits, you sell out our merch every time.
Yeah.
There is a deep amount of love here, but we've been in the baby making period of our lives where we couldn't really, like, it was like alternating. So we were always, you know, couldn't
pregnant
really leave.
Or postpartum.
And now it's at least 21, we're done having kids.
It's time.
It's time to take this show on the road.
What I'm excited about for too is every time I've run into a listener, all listeners of You Can Sip With Us are the coolest people on the planet. They come up and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I know you. And I'm like, I feel like I know you. It's instant.
Yeah.
And I'm flattered. I'm like, wow, you're really cool. You you take time out of your day to listen to us?
Yes.
Like, want to be best friends? Yeah.
No. I get a ton of DMs, right? And always if they say, oh, I'm a, you know, Double Fist or Soul Sipper, or I just listen to the podcast at all in general, immediately I'm like, oh, you're right? Because I try to respond to everything, but I can't. But if I see – it's just an instant connection. Like, I don't know. We love you guys. So – that feels like that's going to have to be coming.
And now that we're putting it out here in a public way.
Right.
Let's email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com with if you're in, where you want to go, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. We initially said Vegas because Leah's there, our cocktail connoisseur. But I feel like she'd come to where we are.
Yeah. I feel like
we could really go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Vegas is great. But I don't know if it's a great retreat city because it's so busy. There's so much to do. There's so many people. I don't know. You guys tell us. Do you want to do Sip Vegas?
Do you want to come to the Oregon Wine Country?
Oregon Wine Country.
That's a
would
long
be epic.
Flight for some people. Arizona.
Arizona
is it all slam dunk summer, every time.
It's always good. Yeah. I feel like Arizona is good if we're gonna do like winter ever, like fall winter, because you know that's when it's nice to be there.
Escape
to Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool, cool. Well, today we are doing a little bit of listener mailbag.
Yeah.
It's time. And so we're going to kick things off. We were scoping these out before hitting record and found a nice little doozy that we're going to kick things off with. Okay. Two Sips. You ladies always have the best logic when it comes. Oh, we thought this one was good because couldn't be more perfect timing. Okay.
Topical for you.
So here we go. You ladies always have the best logic when it comes to difficult social situations, and I would love your input. You're about to get it. Over the weekend, we had my son's first birthday party. It was on the same day as my sister-in-law's birthday, which she requested, so she knew she would be off work for the party. I made a point to find out what her favorite cake is and order one that was even personalized. The cake sat out on the dessert table, and after we sang happy birthday to my son, everyone, including some members of my family that had never even met her, sang her happy birthday. She then took the cake to the table where my husband's family was sitting and did not share it with anyone at the party. Then, when she left, she took it with her. A couple of people even asked me where the cake was because they were looking forward to having a piece. Am I crazy for thinking that she should have shared the cake with everyone at the party?
Did you not have another cake for your son? Like, was that the only cake?
I think it's like,
it must have been the only cake.
Kind of not weird that she took it. I don't think that's that weird, because if I was the birthday girl at someone else's house and they bought me a cake, you kind of would be like, oh my gosh, take your cake.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's kind of like, even if someone doesn't tell you, I feel like that's sort of the vibe. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like, I don't think that part is like strange, but I am trying to imagine like, okay, tomorrow's Ellie's birthday, if it was also your birthday. And you came over and I went out of my way to get you a cake.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Whoa.
Wow.
It would be strange if it was a larger cake if you took it on your own and ate it sort of by yourself. That to me is a little bonkers.
I also think if that was the only cake, right, that's weird. I could see that if there was another cake there, like her son's birthday cake,
right,
that she's thinking, oh, well, everyone, it's his party.
Right.
They're going to eat his cake. That was so nice of them to make this for me. Like, it doesn't feel weird to me that she took it and ate it and then took it with her. If there, I'm assuming there's another cake.
Right.
If there's no other cake, it is bizarre. And also, who cares?
Yeah, right, right. She had her cake and she ate it too.
Yeah.
I think on her birthday, she gets a pass probably.
I just feel like, is it worth being upset about? Because my guess is she's doing the best she can.
Yeah.
Like all of us are. And I don't know what her motivation would be. So I think the consensus is it might be weird.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation, it may or may not be weird. We don't know. If there was not another cake there, I do think that is strange to not share your cake.
Yeah.
But also, I don't feel like it needs to be addressed. I don't feel like it's like, I think a difference would be if you said it was my son's first birthday party and it was also her birthday and she got wasted and made it all about her and didn't celebrate my son at all and refused to sing him happy birthday or something.
Right.
Then it's like, that might be worth talking to her about.
Right.
But her eating the cake and then leaving with it feels like, yeah, I could see why that might ruffle your feathers, but also,
Schmidt.
Yeah.
Schmidt, 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 Schmidt. Should we take another one just like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. This is feedback from
follow up
from, it was what, two episodes ago where we did a two sips?
Last month, I think.
Last month. And there was someone who wrote in wondering if they should get married or not. And we said, absolutely do not get married.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a follow-up to that from someone we love. What's up, Devin? So Devin wrote, please tell the girl from Two Sips today to absolutely not get married. I got married at 23 because we were together for 5 years. It seemed like the next step. It seemed absolutely impossible to completely restart with someone new. It is not impossible. My divorce took 4 times the length of my marriage. 2 years and $190,000 later. Holy macaroni. All I did was waste time and money and hurt more people in the long run. And now I am with my legitimate soulmate. I do not think there will ever be a day either of us could pass. And I feel like I feel like I got enough time with him. 0 questions asked. I am marrying him. Wait for that. Your kids want that for you, not this. I want to follow up from the person who wrote, like,
because what? Okay,
are things still on track?
Because they were engaged, right? They were engaged and they had kids, and he was being kind of an asshole and was not helping her with anything. And there was like some major red flags.
Right.
So we were like, get out while you can. Even if people have booked flights, like, no, you can't be going through with this. And I think it's a great point that you say your divorce took 4 times the length of your marriage.
Yes.
Like, and more people got hurt in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay.
I was trying to find this thing that I read this week that I thought was so beautiful. Okay. It was a poetic way to say I love you. It was just when she said that she was with her soulmate. It made me think about this. Okay. Are you ready for this? This is from novelist Madeline Miller on a more poetic way to say I love you. This is like one of the most like romantic things I've ever heard. Maybe. I would recognize you in total darkness. Were you mute and I deaf? I would recognize you in another lifetime entirely. In different bodies, different times. And I would love you in all of this until the very last star in the sky burnt out into oblivion.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That is a level of love.
That is what.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think you need to feel that when you get married, but like if you're writing to a podcast saying, if I should, like, should I get married? The answer is probably, probably not.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I feel this way? I feel this way.
You would recognize it in any room, even if it's dark?
I'd recognize it in any room. my new caraway pots and pans. You guys, I'm head over heels.
They are beautiful pots and pans. And you got the pots and pans. I got the bakeware set.
Oh my God.
And they are beautiful.
Gorgeous. Stunning. You guys, get a head start on spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. You can now save 10% on the full suite of Caraway products, from their internet famous cookware to their newly launched food storage set. Caraway's high quality ceramic coated kitchenware is free from PTFE, like Teflon, the bad stuff, lead, cadmium, and other toxic materials. They come in a variety of beautiful, amazing shades and include complimentary easy access storage solutions. Their naturally stick surface means minimal oil or butter for slide off the pan eggs and easy cleaning.
They're non-toxic, made without any toxic materials. They are, as Colleen mentioned, like glide like butter. There's, you know, the ceramics naturally a slick surface, so it's gonna require less oil, less butter, less whatever, no sticking, and they're well loved. Over 40,000 people have raved about the Caraway kitchen. Mine haven't arrived yet, but I ordered the bake set. You just got your pots and pans. I had seen, the reason I was like, yeah, let's do it, is because I'd seen so many people on social media talk about them and rave about them. So I've been excited to try them. Now it's your guys' chance to try them too. You can visit carawayhome.com/sip to take advantage of their limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/sip or use code SIP at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Very excited,
yeah,
that they're a partner of ours.
Uh-huh. They're beautiful.
I saw them in Target the other day. I was like, if I didn't have, like, I would have bought them if I didn't know. Like, yeah, this was right as the partnership was happening, and I can't wait to use these, like, exclusive out with the old and with Caraway.
And I do like that they do come with the storage,
yeah,
things. So, mm-hmm, you know, because otherwise it's like gets thrown in a cupboard or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a mess. We had to buy separate storage for the stuff we have now, and this comes with it.
Much, much better. Okay, are you ready for a little would you rather?
Yeah.
It's been a while, I feel like, since we've done would you rathers, and I'm all about them. And thank you to Jayla for sending these in, and keep them coming. We are on the heels. We're on the precipice of really amazing merch. Like,
yeah, it's coming. I don't know. ASAP.
And so, little contest. Whoever can write us, and we've done this before, the best would you rathers or the juiciest two sips.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, yes, just like the best kind of nonsensical, like easy breezy banter topics. We will, from this point forward, it's going to be like June 4th or 5th by the time this episode airs. Anything after today that's in the inbox with any of those things, you can sip with us at gmail.com. Winner gets new merch sent to your door.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, Jayla. Hi, Ash and Call. I'm a double fister soul sipper and love you both. You truly feel like long distance besties and have gotten me through a lot. I wrote out some would you rathers for you. Enjoy. All right, Ash.
Okay.
Would you rather always win at everything but never have fun, or always lose but have a blast?
I have a blast. Lose and have a blast.
At everything. What is that? Where do you draw the line?
Okay, but don't you kind of feel I hired a business coach a couple months ago, and she's asked me questions like, what are your values? You know, what is your legacy? Stuff like that. So I've been thinking about deeper meaning of life. And like, joy makes the list every time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some of these other things, like winning wouldn't make the list, making the most money wouldn't make the list. What else can you win and lose at? Like, if every time I sat down to blackjack, if I lost, if I had the best time, I'm taking it. If every single sport I played, I lost, but I had the best time. I'm taking it. Like, I feel like joy is one of those like themes of my life that I think is more important than most other things.
Yeah.
So I think I still take that.
Yeah.
It's so vague because like what are the other things you could lose at? I guess I was going to say like, because it's not like, this doesn't sound like you lose every job you apply for. This is like when you're playing things, you lose. Right?
Okay. I was taking it like all the way.
Which means what?
I don't know. Like
you do not like get every
career,
job?
You don't get the promotion, you don't get the this, you don't get the like never win a contest ever again. I mean, I don't know. Like you're losing everything left and right.
So what, why do you want to win?
Well, I don't know. I just like winning. I'm competitive.
No, but that's the thing. Like what, but you were not allowed to enjoy winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she says never have fun.
I think you have the right answer here, but I'm just making sure. I'm just thinking it through.
But I'm just thinking like we like to win because it feels fun.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're not allowed to have fun.
What's the point?
Winning.
What's the point?
Then it's like, I'm doing this for what?
Yeah. No, it's a waste.
Seems like, kind of, right?
Would you rather be 25 for the rest of your life or be 52 for the rest of your life?
52.
We don't know what 52 feels like.
No, but I already know 25 didn't feel good to me, so.
Okay, the challenge
might be different for you. You didn't hate yourself at
25. True.
My 20s were tough.
I think I'm going 25. Oh, but then Ben and Ellie aren't here. 52.
No. Okay, this is confusing.
What?
I feel like if you're 25 the rest of your life, that doesn't mean you don't still live your life. 25, well, I don't know. You also weren't broke at 25. I was broke and depressed at 25.
Right.
But I'm thinking like your life still progresses. Like you weren't married at 25 either, but I feel like you still get those things. Like Ben and Ellie still come.
If Ben and Ellie are still there, I'm taking 25 all the way. Yeah. Mostly because I don't know what 52 is like. So there's somewhat of a fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. I know my 25 was good. You're in a totally different boat.
Right.
I don't know when menopause happens mm-hmm. or things like that, but I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what the physical body is going to feel like at 52. Now, I'm all about aging because I like right now way better than my 20s.
Yeah. 30s, I think our 40s are going to be raging. Awesome.
Oh, I can't.
Awesome.
Oh, I can wait, but like I'm not scared.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But all right. So we're taking separate sides here. I feel like this one is kind of similar to the winning losing. So we're going to just kind of skim to something with a little bit of a different flavor. Have the fastest technology, but need to charge it every hour, or have the slowest technology, but only have to charge it once a week.
Fast. Do not give me slow technology ever.
You know what's so crazy?
I'll just keep it plugged in. Just keep it charged.
Intolerance that I have.
Yeah.
For slow.
Yeah.
Like if something is loading, like taking just a fraction of a second too long to load, or if Alexa doesn't listen to me, or if a song's not playing in the car after I've hit play.
What's going on?
I'm a 0 to 60 kind of person.
Same.
I can't stand it.
And it is maddening to me.
Yeah.
When you're like, this should be working. Why isn't this working? What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was trying to find the Vanderpump finale.
Oh, no.
You know, and I immediately go to Chris. I immediately go to like,
Help me solve this.
All of a sudden, I'm flailing in a pool.
Right. Yeah.
Waving my arms around.
Right. I'm drowning here.
Help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather get away with one huge crime or create a new law with no pushback? I don't know. Let's keep going. Only because I feel like I don't have a desire to get away with one huge crime. What's a huge crime you'd want to commit?
Could I murder someone? No, wait. Rob a bank. I might rob a bank. I'd probably rob a bank. What else is there? What else could I do?
Embezzlement. It's kind of like robbing a bank.
That takes too much work.
That's a lot.
Don't you feel like it's like like a long process?
I
don't think I want to murder someone. I would rob a bank.
Like you would.
I'd get myself millions of dollars.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'd do that. I don't have an idea what a new law would be. Like the purge. Or the thing like, is I don't want to murder anyone.
Or like bringing back abortion.
Abortion rights?
Yeah.
For yeah.
There's
no, you know, I still would rather like, rob a bank.
And just like take the money and run.
Yeah.
Bajillions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. What are you choosing?
I don't know.
Not to answer the question.
There's not really a crime I want to commit. So I'm going new law to like
help. What about like, just speeding, like driving people. Really, really fast?
I don't have a desire to do that either. I don't have a need for speed. I don't want to get hurt.
Speed, which I is interesting because you do have a need for speed when it comes to technology.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all contrary to the end. You got me. Okay, but I don't have a need for my physical body to go fast. No, I like long distance running. I like endurance. I like leisure.
Yeah.
I eat slow.
No, that's true. You do like to take your time.
I behave slow. I have no interest in flying down a ski hill.
Oh my God.
And
I have interest
snapping my neck. I don't want to be in fast cars.
I want to go fast.
Yeah. So you rob the bank.
I'll
figure out whatever law is best to save the world.
Yeah.
And then you give me half and you live in a better world.
You know what I'm robbing? I'm going to do an Ocean's 11, yeah. I think, or Ocean's 12. Like I'm robbing because I've changed from bank to casino because I feel like that's more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And also I feel like you're on the team. You know?
I'm trying to chrismate.
Wait. Oh.
I'm trying to chrismate.
Oh, I was wondering. Okay, because we're here and there's a message that comes up on our screen that says what? And so I thought Chris was calling your bluff to be like, what do you mean you don't want to go fast? That's what I thought he was saying what to. I got called BS. You've got a lead foot, girl.
He would never come on my podcast.
He would.
And
he'd throw you in the
undermine my words. He would never. Okay. Okay. Everyone thinks you're – what were we
I was going to say – be able to see the dreams of others or record and play back your own. Record and play back my own. I don't care about anyone else's dreams.
Be able to see the dreams of dreams.
Sleeping.
I thought it was like dreaming, like goals and stuff. I was like, I don't really care about
you that know the only anyone. Dreams I'd like to see are my kids's. Like I'd like to know what their subconscious is.
Ben had a legit, like, scary dream. And I felt so bad for him. And it was one of those dreams where I was like, oh my gosh, I can tell he's really shooken up. And he just kept saying, a fish bit me, a fish bit me.
Aww.
And so we brought him into our bed. And then it was like 3 nights later.
Yeah.
We were like doing bedtime routine and doing books. And he was like, he's like, tell me a story, mom. And he says that a lot. And I just make up. I love it. I love that question. I make up the wildest things. And then he said, one time – when I was sleeping, a fish came into my room and ate my hands. That's – and I was like, was that your
–
I was like,
dream.
Was that your dream? And he was like, yeah. And that night he was like – kept looking at – he was shaking and he kept looking at his
hand.
But where did his little mind
– right, come up
how
with that.
Did it even go there? He's never seen or experienced like any
– a fish like that.
We don't watch – anything on TV that would have had – like, I don't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I would like to see yeah, that's the correct answer. See kids' dream, my kids' dream,
yeah,
so that I can, like, help them.
Right. Understand what they're going through. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we did some of these. Like, I know we did those before.
Call old-fashioned or sour beer. These days, I can't believe I'm saying it, sour beer. I have not been going cocktails lately. It's been like wine or beer. Let's answer our individual questions and then we'll bring it home.
But I feel like we did these already.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh, we did. Yeah. That's – okay. All right. Last rapid fire.
Okay.
Rapid fire. Favorite food?
Thai.
Mac and cheese. Favorite dessert?
Mary and Berry crumble.
Cheesecake. Oh, did I know that about you?
I don't know.
Is this new?
Mm-mm. Been for years.
What?
I love a Mary and Berry crumble.
You and John both love crumbles.
He likes apple crumble.
But I didn't know Mary and Berry crumble was your favorite.
Mm.
What? Favorite. I've always like pegged you as like candy.
No.
What?
Mary and Berry crumble. Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. And it's hard to find because Marionberry's like are not in other states.
They're Oregon.
Yeah.
Favorite restaurant. This is a new development for me. It's a place called Ricardo's in Lake Oswego, which is like a lot of older people go. It's like a very traditional Italian place, but they have this patio that feels like you're in Italy. And we've gone with friends and closed the place down, and they have like the best service. And those nights on that patio, like with good, I can't handle it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love it so much.
I guess our current favorite restaurant is called Culinary Dropout. It is.
I've heard of it.
Have you been with me maybe? I don't know. We take everyone there because I feel like there's a hole in the market. What we have four members of our family,
yeah,
and they all have different needs. Well, Rev and Mac have the same needs kind of. John has a need for TV, sports.
Yeah.
I have a need for good food, good drink.
Yeah.
And the kids have a need for like activities and things to do, running around.
Yeah.
And Culinary Dropout has very good menu, very good drinks. They have tons and tons of TVs. And then they have this out, they have cornhole and shuffleboard and foosball and ping pong. And just like, it's a hole in the market that they have nailed.
Oh, I love it. I think I've heard of it. I don't think I've been there. But when we were going to Arizona, for some reason, I was like looking at places, places or something. That one kept coming up.
Yeah.
I want to go next time I'm there.
It's great.
Okay. Favorite place you've traveled to?
I mean, the best trip that I ever went on was France, the south of France. That was probably the most magical trip I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And I had low expectations, which probably is why.
I think Bali. Favorite soda? I don't drink soda. I don't know. Do you?
I don't. If I did, I would have root beer.
Same.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Favorite podcast other than our own?
Right now, it's When the Kids Are Asleep.
Yeah.
It's Shannon and Sean's. It's so funny. That's it. I haven't been listening to podcasts lately.
Smartless is my favorite of the moment. All-time favorite book?
Untamed.
Yeah. I think mine's Brain on Fire. And I talked about that one years ago, but it was about a woman who This is rapid fire. I don't have to explain it. Brain on Fire. Okay. Let's land the bird, baby.
All right. My rant is potty training.
Oh.
Because we started with Mac probably in March.
Yeah.
And we still haven't nailed it. He's probably 90% there with the potty, but the poop situation is like just absolutely not happening. Mm. And I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know. It's exhausting. I know that he'll get it. I know that he'll do it, but it's hard because it's like, he really wants to wear underwear,
yeah,
but we've thrown out probably 40 pairs of underwear now at this point. And he pooped in the pool last week. So
that's a whole thing.
That's awful, disgusting. We couldn't swim. We had to like do, either you have to drain your pool or like we did, you know, extra chlorine, diatomaceous earth, ran the pump 24/7 for 3 days. And gosh, it's just so hard.
Yeah.
And I know he'll get it. But it is frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Gosh.
I think for him too, probably, because I keep, you know, I'm trying to be like kind and not shame him, but there are times where it is just frustrating. It was like, bud, come on, you know, and I try to check myself because we don't want to make him feel bad, but it is so frustrating. Like the pooping in the pool was like maddening.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. We, there was like a period of time where that was happening in the bathtub. You know, and it was like, that's a small fixable, like, and that was frustrating. And pool. Oh man.
Mm-hmm. And then he feels really bad.
Right.
You know, and I don't want him to feel like crap. Yeah.
Yeah. The book that I read before we did Ben's potty training, I can't remember the name of it, but they said like, they did say that boys, and then also there's something about that 3 mark where it gets like infinitely harder.
Oh, to try to do it before they turn 3?
To try if you can, but sometimes they're not ready.
Yeah, Mac wasn't ready.
But like, because, I mean, you've seen, you know, 3 is just like a whole other animal of like, they're development. And mm-hmm. so that combined with potty training mm-hmm. is like making it probably exponentially more challenging.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he can't move up to the next classroom yet. So yeah. he's just hanging out in the 3-year-old classroom, 2- and 3-year-old classroom, because yeah. at the next classroom, they don't have like, you know, a changing table or whatever.
Yeah.
So he can't do that. I told him once he goes poopy in the potty, like regularly, he'll get his big boy bed. It's like things that he wants, but
we're just in like a stalemate. Mm-hmm. He'll get there.
He'll get there, but it's hard.
It's hard when you get stuck.
Yeah.
In these moments of just trying to like, I don't know, little, like when I remember when Ben didn't want his teeth brushed, and that was a small thing,
yes.
but it's like, you're just like stuck. And yeah. it's like, yeah. All right. My rant, is trying to coordinate groups of women to do something over text message.
Mm-hmm.
Next to impossible. We got so lucky.
Yeah, I feel like that last one was
easy breezy.
No, we're all like, on the road.
Oh my gosh, this never happens. But like, we tried to do a dinner with some gals that I haven't seen in a long time. And it was like trying to find a day. Mm. It was an mm-hmm. absolute disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, yes, 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 yes. And someone's like, oh, I'm out of town that day. And yeah. I was like, okay, what are the next couple days?
Right.
Yep, I could do it. I could do it. I can't. Okay, yeah. And then you give up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just give up. There's got to be an easier way.
And you think if there's not that many people, like, well, no, someone will say, well, don't plan around me. You know, yeah. I can do it or whatever. And then, but you're like, thank you. So you're like, don't plan around me. But then it's like, well, no, there's only 5 of us. We're going to for sure accommodate you. And then yeah. you keep going down the list. And it's like, wait a minute. I don't know if we can accommodate everyone.
Or if we should.
What do we
ever want to do anything with anybody ever again?
Ever. Yeah.
It's too hard.
I'm just going to make plans with my kids because mm-hmm. they have no agenda. They got nowhere they need to be.
Nothing.
You know, it's like bedtime. That's their big thing.
Yes. They're on a schedule that's predictable.
Hard.
All right. What is your rave?
My rave is probably just being home in Oregon because I feel yes. like, and this trip feels especially good because it's like coming home. I like in Arizona, I still have to GPS everywhere.
Mm.
Here I can just cruise around. I know the streets. I know where I'm yeah. going. Sometimes I'll still put in the GPS to see the time, like an ETA.
Nice.
You know, yeah, but like I don't too. Actually have to watch it.
Yeah.
And then like it was so fun. We just had we're here Wednesday to Monday. Wednesday I got to see all of my family. We're staying with Nana and Papa, so Revy's having the best time there. Yesterday I saw some friends. Today I'm seeing you. Tonight I'm seeing more friends. Tomorrow we've got Ellie's yeah. birth. And it's just like
full
of love everywhere I turn.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then I love doing this with Revy. Mac was very sad to not come. So I feel like I don't know if I'll be able to do it again without bringing him also. But it's such a fun little adventure.
Quality time with mm-hmm. her.
Yeah.
Special.
I love it. Yeah.
And my rave, everyone could have seen this coming from a mile away. So crazy that it's been a year with mm-hmm. Ellie in this world.
Mm-hmm.
My little, it's like she's like the little spice mm-hmm. of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it's been a year of absolute joy and amazement. And I'm like, it's an honor to be her mom.
Mm-hmm. And you, okay, yes, about Ellie, because she's a, she's the belle of the ball.
Yeah, she's going to be the belle.
But also we were talking earlier about how you were running.
Yeah, I was. So in a couple of days, in a handful of days, and it's also been a big year for Ben becoming mm-hmm. a big brother
mm-hmm.
and that. And like I was watching a video the other night of this time last year where literally to like as we're recording it today of last year where I was having contractions and we were out to pizza. And it was the last dinner that we had as a family of three.
Mm.
And I took video of it, like a lot of it. A lot of
video. Yeah, because you know the world's about to change.
I know the world's yeah. about to change. And I wanted like some video of just Ben as he was that in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I look at the video and I know who that kid is, but I don't recognize him because it's crazy mm. how big of a year this has been for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is just incredible to see like his imagination blossom and him be able to like express himself more. Mm-hmm. And like, I just absolutely am amazed.
Yeah.
You know, at how far he's come along too.
I also think the 4 year right now, 4 seems to be a pretty sweet spot.
I love 4.
It's so good. Yeah. Because they still have their big emotions. They're still learning about the world and evolving and everything, but they have more, I don't know. They're just bigger. They're older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big year for Ben.
He's our little dude. But today, so in a handful of days from the time you guys are listening to this, I'm going to be doing my half marathon.
Which is actually longer. You said it's 14 miles. 14
point something
yeah.
run with high elevation. Mm-hmm. So I've been training for that. I've been training pretty hard for that. And today was my last long training run before the race. I have a couple of smaller runs. Mm-hmm. And I was out there on the eve, you know, of Ellie's birthday. And I'm doing this. I'm clocking 10 miles today mm-hmm. was the run.
Unbelievable.
It's warm outside. And I'm in the, kind of the final neighborhood, you know. And I'm trying – you kind of like – you have little things that help – you break it down and there's different sections of the run that are just like different scenery. So there's like the neighborhood section and then there's like a path section. Then there's a lake section. Then there's a road section. Mm-hmm. And so each section, so I'm in the last, I'm back at the, cause I do out and back. So I'm in the last neighborhood section.
Yeah.
And I've got like a mile and a half left and my knees are talking to me
yeah.
and I'm sweating and I'm out of water and that's okay. But it's just, wow, you know, and there's this older man who is out in the neighborhood that I'm running in and he's getting after it. You know, he's got visor on, he's got the whole thing. And he looks at me and he puts both hands in the air. And I had my headphones on. I was listening to something pretty loud and he puts both hands in the air and makes direct eye contact with me. And I see him mouth. He says, "You can do it."
Oh,
you know, and he's
gosh.
Shaking his fist in the air and it was like direct eye contact. And I looked at him and I went, "Yeah."
Oh.
And I just, and then it dawned on me, I was like, oh my God, a year ago, I was so pregnant having contractions. And it's not, mm-hmm. it's not like, this is a full blown humble brag. This is, but it's like more than that. It's like the reclaiming of you that happens mm-hmm. after a year too. Mm-hmm. Like the year post baby, it's like, it's so much. It's a year of parenting. It was a year of learning how to juggle two kids. It was a year of,
it's like she's born. Every time a kid is born, obviously they're born, but you're reborn too. It's a whole new
a you. A whole new you.
Yeah. And it's
and
a
like
year of
putting myself
that.
Back together. Mm-hmm. And then today I was like, I am put back together.
Mm.
You know, and like to come back into yourself, like it takes a long time and there's yeah. that's always going to be happening, but it really felt like a victory. Today was like a cool marker of, yeah, mm-hmm. I am feeling this sense of fortitude.
Yes. Yeah.
That it's just like she's becoming stronger in her own body, as am I, and we're always be connected, but we've mm-hmm. sort of spiraled out a little bit in a really beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really cool
yeah.
and empowering.
Yeah.
So that's so really happy cool. birthday, Ellie.
Mm. And happy birthday,
oh.
mom. You oh. know?
Yeah. It was actually hours from now that I was in the most pain of my entire life. And tonight I'm going to sleep like a baby mm-hmm. just in my bed. I'm going to be so not in labor. Mm-hmm. And it's just
right.
awesome.
Yeah. And then you wake up to just like a day of celebration of like,
yeah.
girl.
Yes.
You're one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, well, we love you all. If you're not catching us on Fridays, you have to. This is like so fun here on Tuesdays, but like we also hit you up on with Friday episodes over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. It's like our reality show. We spill everything there. patreon.com/ you can sip with us. It's still $5 a month. We're thinking about raising the prices potentially because
yeah.
we never have.
Right.
And I guess most other podcasts do that every year because that's what you do. It's inflation,
yep.
it's things. So get it while the getting's good. $5 a month. You can listen to everything we've ever done over there.
Yeah.
You just like binge your little hearts mm-hmm. out. So do that. you can sip with us always.
And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more You Can Sip With Us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.